building How to Build a Secret Service from Thomas Lohninger and Werner Reiter. Your translators are Kay, and my name is Andre, and you're at the 32nd Chaos Communication Congress. The AK Forward is a small little Austrian NGO that has been fighting data retention, as the name inclines, and together Thomas Lohninger and Werner Reiter, both from the same NGO, we will tell you something, how you fight mass surveillance in Austria. We had a talk 2 days ago. We had a talk about data retention in Switzerland. We're getting quite a good impression of what's happening in our neighborhood states. And their thesis is the best secret service is the secret service that does not exist, who is not allowed to come into existence, because there's a law proposal in Austria that should install a new secret internal service. Let's have an applause, and the stage is yours. Thank you very much. We'll start right away. Let me explain who's the organization that presents this as AK Forward. Data retention is basically a German name, but we were founded 2009 when Audimax in Austria, the university, was occupied, and there was a quite actual civil society argument going on, and that's the first time we had open discussions about data retention in Austria, 2010. The mission between law people, technician, and civil society responsible people. And the first time in the public, there was this public initiative against the planned data retention law. You know that this law was instated very, very late. And then the Austrian government finally decided there was the EU connection that you had to do. And we started this civil initiative we had to wait until the law was enacted, until we could go act against it. We had 106,000 signatures. That's one of the largest among the Austrian initiatives since the Second World War. And that includes written ones on a piece of paper from older people that would sign it on a piece of paper, but they would still say it's important for them. But data law was enacted, and all the ISPs had to, this is where we had our demonstration, and then we went to court, constitutional court. And there was, you had this on an online, print it out, sign it, and send it back to us. Rather not very online proceed, but we got loads and loads of mail. We never realized that the snail mail still comes in bags if it's enough of it. But actually we had 11,139 written postal snail mail people that would joined us before the Constitutional Court, and we were successful because the Austrian Constitutional Court deferred the case to the European Court of Justice, and there was this huge, very impressive, very impressive, because all the questions we kept asking about ourselves were asked there. Was it any good? What has it been done? What's it used for? And nobody knew any good answer. And so the European decree on data retention was abolished, and that included the Austrian law, and we were very, very successful.
What is it, Saul Hodiyonga, it should be. We want to talk about Secret Services, and we want to look back in history. The history I want to talk about starts in 1814-15 with a Congress of Vienna. Someone named Lothar von Metternich leaded the stuff with Napoleon, and he just pushed stuff through in the German-speaking countries. The secret of transferred letters has been lowered, and he had a anticipant, a liberal state minister of security, and but this guy, whose name you've just heard, they invented a system which was in the First Republic valid. The first police officer of Vienna showed up and told them that Austria needed a secret service for Austria, and this service was invented to protect Austria, and it's like it's a similar structure today.
Yes, this sort of backs up. This is keep it untranslatable, but we kill everything that before it kills us. This is in the third Viennese district. This is our Bundesamt, you know, we Germans accumulate the words. This is where the interior security services sit, and no. They used to, Mr. Schober had it there, and they still do it there. Then the Nazis came. This is the monument on the Vienna Martin Square, where the SS house used to be. The Austrian Gestapo was manned by Austrians. 900 people, better equipped than the Gestapo in Berlin, and the Austrians participated, yes, all 70-80% of the Gestapo people in Austria were Austrians and served their masters well. At the end of the war, this is the, you know, the third man, the old film Orson Welles, the screenshots here, then we had the occupation forces. And Austrian always considered themselves sort of a intermediate square for Austria. Meetings. Yeah, you have to realize that we are third United Nations space after New York and Geneva, and it's always been ever since the Vienna. You know the one. That's the ones. The little spying houses that are all on Austrian buildings in Vienna, NSA. Last year, Erich Merkel presented this talk here and gave the details. Vienna has always been a good turn for spies. This is things we do. We had this in animal law people, where people were persecuted with a mafia law. They were taken through a law case for 14 months after being, and then they were acquitted, and they were all broke completely. Acquitted, free, but broke. Another one of those nice activity in Austria, Michael Ayer, was suspected that he was a leading member of Anonymous, 645. They break in his door, made him do the walk, and everybody found it was not true.
Yeah, that's how it works today, and this is the agency which is about to be empowered by better rules for them. What we planned for 2015 and the after we won the case in about the law was to be active as well against the Vorratsdatenspeicherung and what we took is the law which came from the German main law agency. So what we did to dass die Daten alle überwacht werden, dass man aber auch so that you should conclude all surveillance stuff and evaluate what does it do and what we do what could be done in a complete concept what surveillance could be measured and the reason is that we could not only be against surveillance but we have to hand out concepts against surveillance and those concepts should be based on science and those facts all include what is the law. We want to empower a screening process. How could new laws being evaluated against measures of impact for the?
Oh, well, this was our plan, but then it could have become a quiet year. Should have planned as a year, quiet year. Charlie Hebdo happened at the beginning of January, and data retention was back in the argument 5 minutes later, and we had to confront the question, who are the terrorists, and is it us? This is us in front of the Interior Ministry and asking, never got an answer. One this is our Interior Minister asking for funds for our little organization. We have to realize this is the only money we get. Public funding is not on, only private funding. Any donation is welcome. Yes, I mean, but we can only get 35% from companies, the guarantees that we are independent, but we have to work by public donations. And now let's go to the state security law. Basic idea is to build an internal secret service in Austria. You had a couple of officers within the army. You must understand there is no law as in Germany or in Switzerland that Interior Ministry and Interior Police should be apart from Interior Security. We have an anti-terrorist office from the police who has been slowly pushing into all the functions of an Interior Security, and with the new law they will got there finally. This is this nice quote that we'll say something if there's people don't yell very loud, we'll just go on and continue in developing it. This law is very far-reaching. There is no control by court. The director of the agency can decide in itself what they tell the minister and what they don't. A sort of very unconstitutional, basically, almost. Competence for surveillance. Actually, they can basically they can ask for anything they want to know. Yes, health information from any ministry, from a private company. There is no way you're going to be able to. It's like in the U.S. All this data will be kept until 6 years. Explicitly mentioned is that they will interchange with other secret services from outside of Austria, and if the German Interior Minister says we need the data, they're going to get it without further ask. No, even today, you must. There's a state attorney, and the court order must be given from the enactment of this law. There will be no such a. They'll go and get a piece of paper stamped. The separation of the power separation of the classical democratic state is being broken here. There has been one person responsible, responsible for all of Austria. That will also legalize internet surveillance, open source intelligence. They call it that way, really. Without any barrier, they can use any software, use any kind of method, whatever, pick up. And maybe that would be interesting for you, Germany. And we are introducing what you Germans already have, what we call the people. But we didn't learn anything from what the Germans used, everything that went wrong in Germany. We're going to copy that now. There'd be no argument about it. No, nobody argued, nobody thought about the consequences.
Dass man diese prozessualen Probleme bei Gerichtsverfahren hat, das da hat man nachgedacht.
English. Sorry. This database, there will be a central database retention for 6 years, and anybody can be in there. Because not only the suspicious person will be banked in there, but his, if you're a friend with him, you'll be in the same Facebook group, you got a mail from him, you could be in that database, and you might they might be going to the NSA, they might go to the German Bundesnachrichtendienst. And the evaluation, if this is a danger or not, is internal, very much minority report.
That raised critics. The ministry, the Secretary of State liked this law, but many, many people you see on this list, all of those criticized this law. Internet provider, religious leaders, constitutional service of the state criticized it, Amnesty International. It's surprising that there's such a big campaign against this law. So we started this campaign against this law, and we started this in the web, and it has about 23,000 signers for today. And you're invited to sign this petition, and we won't track where which your country of origin is. We also collected signatures on location here, and one of the people created an idea. You could see this on the slides of this young person with stickers on his face. It was his idea. We didn't push him to this. We created an agency and labeled it as a Landesamt für Bespitzelung, which is whatever. So we are heading to the big summer holiday, and every time before the holidays, you get your Zeugnis, which denotes if you have been a good student. We try to deploy this Zeugnis to the Ministry of State.
Originally, there were 10 different offices planned, nice pyramid to try to shoot down. Then the Austrian pirates gave us a hand with a little sticker. Using a few little money, you can get a high impact. We also wanted to offer some information material, especially to the delegate to the National Assembly. So everybody got a big information package with all the different commentaries on the proposal of the new law. And you can find them, copy them at the Adri stand. And here we come back to Thomas.
Yeah, we have to hurry up now. I'd like to show this video. In the SPO, there's raising voices against the law about the law, and someone has just told us that the law will not come as it was proposed to be. It has been changed on about 100 points, and this law has been changed in many parts.
This law will install an interior security service with Austria. The Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz und Terrorismus, this new super office, and Austria's answer from jihadism and everything, all the terror, this new law should separate police from this security service.
I noticed it's always been told that state surveillance services has been part of the police in Austria, and this police has to be a service for the state and the people, and it should be not be.
But the law looked at closely, offers another different assumptions, especially advocates and people. Too widely said, too many competences, no well-defined, and without any, obviously, control.
Whenever you are challenging the rights of the people of the state, it has to be cared about the people and the state. You have to care about the advocates and the journalists and the medics, and every surveillance has to be checked by a.
This Arbeitskreis. Whoops, sorry. Yeah, here we are again. This was sort of the middle of the debate. Suddenly we had a lot of more media pressure, and then we had this action and brought all the politicians together to one table. Had we not started to acting, we wouldn't have gotten that far. We knew from the Greens and the NEOs that they were against it, and we knew from the NEOs that they were sort of not knowing what to say. But the far right was, we never knew how would they position again. And they are just as worried about their freedom. Actually, in the end, only the representative from the Interior Ministry finally was the only defendant, defended the law. Even the Social Democrat coalition partner gave rather critical comments, and they said they're working, they were repairing this and repairing that, and would sort of give us hope that this might be a sort of a serious development and become quite something a lot more useful than it was originally intended. And definitely, we were asking for parliamentary control, and then Paris came. Uh, Paris happened the second thing this in the city, and everybody in a reflex said, no, now we have to, now we really have to cut back on civil rights. And we were had another demonstration in front of the parliament in remembrance of the victims of Paris, and we said, don't use this, make it the law, but this is exactly what they did. Actually, on a Sunday morning, that is quite a picture, yeah, Sunday 4 in the morning, yeah, small, just a journalist they wanted to have, nothing in written, no ties, and we're going to tell them, and they told them one story for 1.5 days. There was no critical comment because everybody was still shell-shocked from Paris. And 3 days later in Parliament, they had a new presentation. And it's not 10 different offices, but only one. They changed the another word for German, which is the German word for ideology, and they changed it into the Latin word of ideology. Nobody's been able to explain to me the difference. And this is a really weird German situation. This is Senate with a judgmental influence. We'll have to create that. That'll be the responsible within the interior ministry. He just didn't have to accord. They would just have to build the three-man senate, and they are not forced to decide. One of them has to decide, and one of them has to be a judge, or used to have. Sort of very cosmetical and doesn't make any difference. All the judges' union vehemently still opposes. Those are the three founding fathers of the Austrian Republic that you don't want to see, want to hear, and want to talk about it. That finally we made it into the boulevard, and that is the epilogue. Now this law is going to become law in January. The question is, are we still having any influence getting? Still always the question, how much pressure we can keep up? Five red lines must have a control, must have an independent justice. You can't have that internally handled. The database must be changed. It can't be data retention light with acceptance for every NSA in 6 years. And they can't put everybody into one group just because you sort of decide. They have a clearer definition where they should be able to act and where not. And the V people, the provocateur, must be basically taken out of the law because it's just a bad idea. If this doesn't happen, we will again try to take it to court and again take it to the Constitutional Court like we've done it before. And we will fight against this law. Parliamentary process has not been over yet. We still have hope. We shall see. And if not, we have to go back to court. We have to be accepted with the. We have a little ace back. There's EMIM, European Menschenrechtsgesetz, human rights law. If that case goes through, and we'd have a lot more clearer reason to be accepted by the constitutional law than my influence also in law cases in Germany, because it's a pan-European decision, and it's exactly about the same, this indirect, influent, incongruent, and internal secret services are best avoided by not being founded in the first place. We need your help in the next 2 weeks and asking for funds.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be taking questions now.
Thank you, Werner.
Sorry, we don't have any time. We have just... maybe you could be available after the talk for personal contact and discussion. So you could see here the addresses and the contact stuff and just get in touch, support them.